Aircheckdownloads.com.
I'll have more tomorrow. Thank you very much, Richie. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All the best. Now, coming up after me, it's Jeremy Vine. And then at 2, it's Scott Mills. Sarah Cox at 4, Joe Wiley at 7. And now, I have a little bit of news to bring you today, which is bittersweet. Sad, but also happy for me. I have now decided that the time is right for me to move on from Radio 2. I'll reach the end of my current contract in March, and so at that point I will be moving on from Radio 2. Nothing stays the same forever. It has been a tremendously happy time for me here. I've made so many friends. I've worked with many, many wonderful colleagues, but I feel that after 45 years, as it's been, of full-time broadcasting on BBC Radio of some sort or another, it is time for a change. And I really must stress that this is entirely my decision entirely. However, some new opportunities have come up, and I would like to continue my career in just a slightly different way, if that is possible, in the next few years. We'll be revealing the details of those opportunities in a little while. But in the meantime, I'll always be tremendously proud of my association with the BBC, and in particular with Radio 2. I've been here quite a long time now, and it possibly is time to move over and let somebody else have a go. I would like to thank absolutely everybody who's helped to make the mid-morning show the success it is, and in particular, of course, you, the wonderful Radio 2 listener. Couldn't do it without you. Of course, we will have many weeks together before the end of March, including a fabulous month of piano room sessions, which I'm looking forward to hugely. So maybe you'll be able to stay with us for all that, and we'll be enjoying some happy times still together here on Radio 2. But as I say, we do have to move on, all of us, and the time for me is absolutely right now. So, that said, we get back to work, and this will take me back to many of the Eurovisions that I attended. I went to my first Eurovision in 1988 for the BBC, and here we are this year in Liverpool. It's going to be Gina G won it for us. Oh, so many years ago, I was there, I enjoyed this, and I will sing along with it too. It's Gina G, Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit.
Aircheckdownloads.com.